Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
Good. I was walking through Target. I was like, oh, I'll go to Target while I'm waiting, you know? I'm walking through. I've got to put a couple things in a cart.
Like you would?
Yeah. And I keep looking at the time. I'm like, all right, I don't have much time. So don't get too caught up in any of these aisles.
Oh, yeah. You can get caught up.
Oh, yeah, because I was near the pillows. You know how I am.
Yep.
I'll just buy new pillows, bring them home. And I'm like, oh, these
even
work.
Worse in a grocery store.
Oh yeah.
God, I used to hate going to the grocery store with you and Daniel. I'd just like be stuck in there for hours. Just you guys just trying to find special snacks.
Just spending like 45 minutes just in the cereal aisle.
Yeah. Remember you used to like keep reading the same labels over and over again. And I'd be like, bro, the numbers aren't going to change. The macros aren't going to change.
I'm no like, matter how, maybe,
yeah, no matter maybe, how many times you check,
but maybe I read it wrong.
So what'd you get at Target?
Nothing. I left my shopping cart. Because well, honestly, it probably saved me. I had like convinced myself I was going to buy Todd a Roomba.
Oh, okay.
And all of their Roombas are like vacuums. They have them like locked up.
Oh.
You know, like when you go
to a lot of Roomba thieves out there.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. You know, when you go to like an Apple store and they have all the cell phones out or any mobile phone store.
Yeah.
But they're like attached by that stretchy thing. You can't take it.
Uh-huh.
They had like those attached to everything.
Oh.
So I grabbed a guy and I'm like, hey, do you have a key to unlock this? He called someone and we were waiting and waiting. And then it was like a little after, for me, a little after 11, you texted and told me like, what time we needed to start and should we finish by a certain time. And I was like, all right, never mind. I'll come back and get it later. No, I pushed my cart into an aisle where no one was at and just left it.
You were that person?
Yes. All I had in there was, I had a package of like the wet Swiffers.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like I had one of those.
Yeah.
And then I had a new bath mat.
Okay.
And I had this like gold little tray thing, like to sit on like your dresser where you could put
jewelry. Know,
like, yeah. Or like your perfumes or in my case, medication.
I was going to say, have you like taken over Todd's night table?
Yeah. And I feel, it's like, I
just
feel
looks
so
like
bad.
He's with a geriatric person.
I'm constantly just like putting my shit like back in my suitcase. Like, I'm like, it's too much there. I have too much stuff.
I have too many drugs.
No, I got in a shower yesterday and I've got like three different kinds of shampoo and conditioner in there.
Dude, I know. You are insane.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. All right.
There's always this really grand reason.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. I'm on this, you know, you go to a hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
They wash your hair. They mm-hmm. dry it. I will say, because they're the ones washing it and they're the ones, you know, dealing with it and drying it and brushing it. In my mind, my hair feels amazing, right? Yeah. Like no snarls, no nothing.
Right.
And every time I wash my hair, it's like I end up conditioning a couple times because as I'm rinsing it out, I'm like, I must have not left it in there long enough. Let me try it again.
Well, yeah, it's not the shampoo and the conditioner. It's the person doing it.
And maybe
so unless you can buy the person and bring them home, which I think is probably not a good thing, you know, that's you're just not going to have the same experience.
Yeah. Yesterday, I went and worked out with Camille and I came back to the house and I was very sweaty and gross. And my extensions are so grown out. So I'm like, I need to wash my hair. So I wash it. And I'm thinking like, well, in Hawaii, I didn't blow dry my hair ever because there was no point. Right. So I would wash it and brush it and then put it in a braid and let it kind of air dry a little bit. And then it was still a pain to work with, but I made it happen. It was fine.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, oh, I was going to go with Todd to his MRI appointment and I get out and I'm brushing it. And as I'm brushing it, it still is like, I can't put my fingers through it. So then I part it off, like just the lower part, then the middle part, and trying to brush it all the way up to the root, all the way up to the weft, and get it all brushed. And it's brushed. And then I'm trying to put my hands through it. Still can't put my hands through it. I'm like, what the fuck? But it's, you know, he has a water softener, my mom's house water softener. I feel like it wasn't as bad with my water at my old house.
Yeah.
And so then I'm just, you know, I would love to find someone. This is probably not possible. Or if you guys, if you're listening or watching, if you've already heard of this thing, please email me and let me know where to get one. I want to have a shower head that has like a filter in it.
Yeah.
That you could travel with. You could take it with you. And maybe like attach it to have like an attachment that goes on, you know, in a bathtub or something when you first turn the water on. I don't know how you could do it.
No, you're just going to end up leaving every single person's shower leaking because you have to unscrew it and then screw the filter in between. Yeah. And a lot of times they have to put that Teflon tape in there to seal the shower head. So it's not dripping.
Yeah.
So you're just going to leave a bunch of drippy shower heads in your wake everywhere you go. This is what you have to do.
It's like Gina, it's like when we were in Montana, right. Uh-huh. And our hair was awful until we got in the freshwater lake. And then it was like, yeah. Oh my God, my hair feels so good.
I know. It's weird.
Do I have to start buying distilled water or something like jugs and then always wash my hair?
Just like you're just camp style.
Yeah.
I think you're putting too much conditioner in your hair.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. There's certain conditioners. So remember when we went to that home, that girl that's doing my extensions.
Yes.
And she gave you that conditioner. And she said a lot of those really expensive conditioners, you're really like, you remember how you were saying last time, it says only this, like a quarter size drop, but it just doesn't seem like enough. Well, supposedly she said that if you use like, that is all you're supposed to use, because if you use more than that, it takes forever to rinse off your hair.
Yeah.
So maybe you just need to really use that small amount.
I mean, I definitely rinse.
Otherwise it can like coat for your hair.
I rinse for a long time.
I know.
I'm always doing that.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Rinsing it. And then you like wring to see if it's all out, like wring your hair. And if there's bubbles, it's not all out.
Yeah. See, I don't have that issue. Man. I've had these extensions. I'm finally getting new ones for over a year. It was a year last December.
I do think that the hair quality of yours versus mine is better.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's darker. Maybe
although,
it's
you know, I will. I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try. Less conditioner. And
I'm telling you, use my shampoo and conditioner that I use.
Okay.
The Moroccan oil or whatever it is.
Yeah, you've used that for a long time.
I've used it forever because every time I switch, it does not do the same.
Really?
And it smells so good.
I know.
Every time I wash my hair, everybody goes, oh, you smell so good.
Yeah. I bought the shampoo and conditioner that they used on my hair at the hair salon. Uh-huh. It smelled so good. And
you do every
great
time.
Brand.
So you probably have so many different kinds. It's been years of this. Years.
Okay. Then this, right? So I bought the whole system of Olaplex. Cause I'm like, this is great for your hair. I'm going to buy the whole system and use it. Then I was watching a video about this girl. Cause I always thought you use Olaplex like once a week. You uh-huh. don't use it every day. And this girl was saying it's more like once every 2 weeks, because it's supposed to like strengthen your hair. But if your hair is fine or gets dry or whatever like that, it almost if you use it too much, it almost makes your hair easier to break.
Okay.
So I was like, shit.
This is supposed to repair your hair, but don't overuse it because it will actually ruin your hair.
Right. But I think that it might just depend on the type of hair you have. I don't know. But and it's very expensive. And I bought all of it. And I was like, what have I done?
You've done exactly what you've been doing.
I just keep making the same mistake. I just keep making the same mistake.
For years and years and years. Dude, you talked about Target. I wanted to talk about this. It just reminded me. The craziest thing happened to, so Kylie, for those of you guys out there, my oldest daughter, Kylie, and my younger daughter, Ruby, they went to Target. And as they were walking into Target, they saw this woman acting very strange. And she was putting something under a planter as she was walking in. So they're all like kind of three, like converging to walk in together. And this guy is behind them. And she turns around and she's yelling at him. It's just this like dude with like a little kid, and she's yelling at him and saying, you know, you're not supposed to be around me. Right. So at first they're, you know, it's Santa Cruz. We have a lot of people that are, you know, on drugs and homeless and, you know, so you kind of get used to this kind of odd behavior, people yelling things and doing things. So that's what they thought it was at first, but she acted really nervous. And then as they were inside the store, Kylie says, I wonder if she really is in trouble. You know, like, I wonder if she's okay. And so Kylie was like, Ruby, let's go find her and just make sure she's okay. So they went and found her, and she was, you know, seemed, you know, kind of stressed out. And then, she said, are you okay? And she said, actually, no, this guy has been, it's an ex-boyfriend. It's not even her kid that was with him. She's like, it's an ex-boyfriend. He's not supposed to be around me. I found that he's been tracking me. You know, those tiles.
Yeah.
So for those out there that don't know, there are these things, they're called tiles, and you can put them on your phone and then attach them to an app so that you can find your keys when they're missing. I've bought them for Daniel before because he loses his wallet, his keys all the time. So you can just track them. And so I guess she had found one in her glove compartment. Like, he had put one in there so he could track her and follow her, which is so scary to me.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to somebody else, and they were saying that, it's been happening. Like, people who travel, like while people are traveling, like if somebody wants to stalk you or find you at your hotel, they'll just drop a tile in your bag.
Creepy.
How fucking creepy is that? Yeah. So I was like, oh my, and you know how paranoid I am already. Yeah. I'm like, I knew it. Ugh. Someone's probably tracking me. Someone's probably tracking me right now.
You know, I just pictured you as just what? Now. You know, what? In the movie Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
You know, in the three of them, they're yes. And they're linked arms, and they're smelling for kids.
That's me looking for tiles. just in my clothing, in my bag.
That was you just now being like, I knew it. I knew it.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Oh my God, I wonder if a lot of people know about that. Because I would have never thought about that. No. I mean, there's so many ways to track things now. It'd be so easy to just bloop.
Yeah.
Just, you know, slap one on.
Yeah. Have a great day. Yeah.
Because I travel alone so much. Not at all.
Yeah. Never.
Never.
Ah, sometimes. Well, only when you're going to Europe.
Yes. Oh my God. It was a nightmare. Such a nightmare. Tommy answers the phone. Hello.
Tell that story.
I'm crying. I don't know if I've told our listeners this story. So Brooke was taking her ex on this fabulous birthday adventure in Europe and going to all these different places. And I was meeting up. So there, our friends, Tommy and Tiff, had met up with them in France.
Yes.
Or Paris.
Yeah.
And then I was supposed to meet up with you guys in Nice.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. We met you at the train station.
Yes. No, I had to come meet you.
Yeah.
And so you guys were all working out at a gym. So I get in to Nice by myself and I rarely travel by myself, but the only other time I traveled by myself was the nightmare that happened to me when I was also meeting up with you in Italy. Another nightmare situation. So anyway,
this story though, it's incredible. Man.
So I land and I get into Nice and I don't realize that I don't know the logistics or like how to explain it, but anybody who's traveled would know better than me, but your phone, I didn't do something for my phone. So I couldn't call anyone from my phone, like internationally or whatever. And I had no idea how to do it. And people will like, they can speak English, but I can't really explain like why I can't get a hold of you guys.
Yep.
And so I can't figure out where they are. And I'm calling and I'm calling and I'm calling my sister back home and I'm going, how do I get a hold of them? And so I was so frustrated. And
you know, I can't get a hold of me.
I'm just in France in an airport by myself and I'm panicking. And finally, Tommy
calls
because I kept calling and I kept getting like a French, someone answering in French.
Yeah.
And so Tommy finally picks up
and he says, bonjour.
And he goes, bonjour. And I just lose my shit. And then he's like, wait, Gina, it's Tommy. And I'm like, okay, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for like an hour and I can't get a hold of by myself at the airport. He's like, it's okay. Oh my God.
Oh like, my God.
I'm going to get in a cab and someone's going to steal me. I'm just thinking of like Taken or something. So yeah, it was, I was a mess by the time I got with you guys, but yeah, it was, yeah, never again. Not traveling alone again.
Somewhere on my phone, I have a picture of you and I when we finally got reunited and we're at the train station and we're both just sitting on these chairs and you're just like, it's so emotionally exhausted. Just like, I'm so happy I found you.
I know. I thought I was lost in France.
Oh man, I was so stressed.
Oh, what a trip though.
Pretty amazing. So funny.
Yeah. I've already told the story about Italy.
Yeah, because you had to, you had the guy who was chain smoking.
Yeah, he was chain. I was having to light his cigarettes for him.
Yeah.
In a cab. Taxi? No taxi. And I'm like, what? There's no taxi. I'm like in the middle of Italy. And there's no, like, came off a train, don't know what stop I'm at, and there's no taxi. And so, yeah, they called, like, I swear to God, it was like one of the people's like grandfather that just showed up. I told you, he looked like Mr. Magoo.
Yeah.
Looked like he was blind driving. He's just chain smoking the whole way.
Gina's just terrified in the back, just continues to light the cigarettes, keep him happy. Keep him happy.
And they had lost my luggage. Oh my God.
Man, it is the worst when your luggage gets lost.
Oh, I love Dana's story about how her luggage got mixed with another woman.
Yes.
Dana's luggage got mixed with another woman's, but the other woman was going straight onto a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
So Dana was getting back from her trip. This woman's bag, she got Dana's bag, which Dana is the tiniest, little fittest person ever. And let's just say this woman was not the tiniest, fittest person ever.
And all Dana's stuff was just workout clothes.
Stuck with all this woman's clothes for her entire trip. So funny.
That's too funny. Today is National Women's Day.
Ah, National Women's Day. Yeah. So, have you been watching Secrets of Playboy?
No.
Holy shit.
Is it good? Tell me about it.
Yes. You have to watch Secrets of Playboy. I haven't seen all the episodes because they come out every week, but it's on, I think I can get it on A&E, but I think it's also on Hulu.
God, I hate Hulu.
Why?
Because there's commercials.
Oh, I know. Well, no, you can pay for ad free.
I know, but it's just one more thing I'm paying for.
I know. No, it is so insane. It just reminded me because we've been talking about how, I mean, I've ranted about how I feel like we're getting away from not sexualizing ourselves, you know, women working for equal.
You mean that you
equal,
mean
blah, 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 mean blah, blah.
There was a period of time when we were getting away from it, but we're just right back in it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. 100%. I mean, just with social media and everything, but so Secrets of Playboy is basically, it goes all the way back to the very beginning of Hugh Hefner coming in and basically disguising his exploitation of women by saying that he's revolutionizing, like giving women back power and being a revolutionary in the realm of sex and normalizing sex and all this stuff. And it goes into all the seedy shit that he did that, you know, Bill Cosby was a big,
advocate.
Yeah, I guess.
Donor.
Yeah. He was at the Playboy Mansion a lot. Like all these stars, just about the exploitation that they did of women for years and years and years and how he got away with it.
Yeah.
Cause all this didn't come out until after he died. And I mean, there is a part in there, the things that they did to these women and it are disgusting. There's even a part where they brought a woman because he would tape everything that went down in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And he would have these full orgies in his bedroom. And a lot of the women were super drugged up and were not willing participants. And it's absolutely disgusting. There's one like where there's bestiality involved. Like he was a sick fuck, a disgusting person. So yeah, it's really interesting that you said it's Women's Day. And I just watched an episode and I was like, oh my God, this is the problem, is that we have had all these men that were creating this idea that they were empowering women when they were just exploiting them.
Yeah.
And using it as a way to abuse them and still do. I mean, supposedly the Playboy franchise is owned by other people and they're not, no one's involved in that anymore,
mm-hmm.
But who knows? It's really sick. So I love that Women's Day is what makes me think, of that.
Well, it's such a wormhole or box of worms talking about something like, you hear things like that and it's like, we need to get rid of all of that. Right. But then you have percentage of women that like that, you know, or that's what they want to do, you know? And then it's then you make your own choices, but it's, you know, it's like such like a,
well, a lot of the women wanted to do it.
Yeah.
They wanted to pose. It wasn't the posing and that part. It was that when they would sign up, it was being run by men.
Yeah.
And sick men. I'm not saying all men are terrible. I'm just saying this group of men, they were clearly just doing it to exploit people under the guise of empowering them. And what they would do is, and remember the Girls Next Door, or whatever, show?
Yep.
Like those girls didn't even get paid for, I think, the first season or something like that. They didn't even get paid. It's this idea that you would get somebody to come in, and then I think one of the girls had said she got paid. They'd sign a contract, but they wouldn't really read the contract. And then they would have to even, I think, like do a video that they didn't know about that was, you know, later used on the Playboy channel. So they thought they were just doing a pictorial, but then they would have to, almost like doing porn and, you know, getting tricked into doing all these things. And I would encourage anybody to watch it because it's really, I mean, it's not surprising.
Yeah.
Right. It's more surprising that I think of the idea of that stuff back in the 70s and 80s, why we didn't see that it was fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
With everything we know now, it's kind of like, well, duh. But yeah, it's very eye-opening.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
I'll definitely have to watch it. I feel like to buy anything, you really have to do, it requires research.
Who knew?
Well, I mean, like, you know, like that, you know, I go to like check out the Roomba section and there are so many to choose from. And I'm like,
how many? Are they all Roombas?
Well, then they have the different types of Roomba. Yeah. There's like a new brand. And there's like this brand. So I'm like looking at the prices and I'm trying to read them.
Don't you always feel like the most expensive one is the best one though?
Yes.
Yeah. I know. Probably
then,
isn't.
Then there was one that like it mopped and it vacuumed.
Oh.
And it had these different, you know how you can get like Bona, like for your floors, like the brand Bona, and you get like the different almost like mop attachments for if you're buffing or if you're like, you're doing a, you're either mopping or you're putting like a polish on your wood floor or something. So like the different pads do different things. And this little Roomba guy had a couple of those that you'd buy and then you could wash them in the washing machine. You can wash them.
Yeah.
And then I was just thinking like, oh man, but I just want one where you can set it and forget it. You know, I don't want to have to go in and like put a new mop on there and then fill it up. And you're paying like $500 for one that you got to do all the work.
Well, I mean, it can only hold so much dirt.
No, I know. Yeah. They did have a bunch that like they empty too. Has like
there.
A, you know, like where that they have like little charging stations for Roomba. So like it rolls into its home.
Yeah.
It's a couple of them had like a taller canister of some sort that it rolls into and it empties into that.
Yeah, but then you got to empty that.
Yeah, but not right away. It said you've got how many days? It was like 40 days before you had to vacuum again or something like that.
I feel like it's just one more thing to have in your house.
That's why when I left my shopping cart and that, I was like, oh man, maybe that's the best scenario happened was me not being able to get one unlocked.
Well, maybe I just need to like sweep and mop myself.
No, I do. I enjoy sweeping. I enjoy doing that.
I know.
But you know, depending on what light's coming into your house or what color your floors are, dust.
Yeah.
you vacuum or sweep or whatever, and like 20 minutes goes by and you're like, I gotta do it again.
Oh, I play the game of sweeping the whole house, and then I look, and then there's like another thing, and I come out and I have to sweep it again. And then, I'm sure people can understand this. Or what I can't stand is sweeping up hair.
Yeah.
There's always a phantom hair. Like, you think you've swept the whole thing, but it just sticks to the broom.
Yep.
And then it just flies away and then comes back.
Oh, dude. Or when you sweep into the dustpan.
Yeah.
You're trying to walk so steadily.
Slow. So you don't drop. So you don't drop.
So like, so you don't like move too quick and some wind. The air. Yeah.
That's so true.
Man, International Women's Day, you guys. Go out and get yourself
go a and get it. Oh my God. We're back to just being housekeepers. Funny.
To be honest, the way things, you know, it's just so much weird shit going on. It's like, maybe I should just stay home.
Oh, but wait, we've done that for like the last 2 years.
I know. And now we're like, oh man, they're letting us out, but
we don't even know how to be out there.
No.
What do we do out there? Oh my God. So true.
Freak.
Yeah. So what are you going to do for National Women's Day? Clean? Do some dishes?
I think I might go back to Target.
Hey. Okay. You know? Yeah.
I was walking through Home Goods yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Is that a store?
Yeah.
Oh, it's I don't have that here.
No, actually, they don't have one there. They have it in San Jose because I went with Katie one time. Actually, do you remember that video of me when I had purple hair? Okay.
Yes.
Guys, what I'm referencing is a video of me in a child's sleeping bag, but it's like a mermaid tail. And I had my purple hair, but it wasn't really purple. It was like, there was like pink and green, and cause it was all fading, and I just kept adding color to it.
This'll help.
And, I put that on and I was swimming on the floor. Anyways, Home Goods. I'm pretty sure it's like TJ Maxx, but for home goods and not clothes. And
stuff. Okay.
A lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, I like those kinds of places, but I also, this is what I think of. Potpourri.
Yeah. Dude, potpourri was the jam back in the day.
It was the jam back in the day.
Who didn't have potpourri?
Or those, like those wreaths with all the artificial flowers on it.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what I think of.
And a lot of like wicker stuff.
Wicker. Yes. A lot of wicker. A lot of sticks.
Yep.
Decorative sticks.
Now I tell you what, potpourri, dusting that stuff.
You can't dust it.
You can't dust it. It just collects a lot and then you throw it out.
Yeah.
Buy a new bag, put it in.
Do they even sell potpourri anymore?
I think so. I feel like I've seen him some places where they have in the section where like candles are at, like at World Market, candles, like the sticks that go in oil.
Oh yeah.
What are those called?
Like they're not incense, but they like the oil creeps up.
Yeah.
There's certain people that never get rid of that shit.
Nope.
Like it's not working anymore.
No.
Yeah.
And then they have the bags, like a cellophane bag of potpourri.
Huh. Man, sometimes it has like shells in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Soaps.
Yeah.
Some bath
like shells, and it'll have like a breezy scent to it, an ocean scent.
Dude, how do you spell potpourri?
Oh, I know. It's pot pourri. POTPOURRI.
I found it.
Did I spell it right?
You did.
Yeah.
Potpourri, a mixture of dried petals and spices placed in a bowl or small sack to perfume clothing or a room. A mixture of things, especially a musical or literary medley. Oh, I'm reading a definition.
Medley, not medley.
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 Medley. Medley.
A medley. Oh my God. Yeah, no.
I want you to use this in a sentence. Just what? In your day at some point.
Okay.
So you know how when you're in a dictionary, so it gives you it's a noun.
Okay.
And then plural noun. The plural noun is potpourri. Plural noun potpourri. And then it says, He played a potpourri of tunes for Gilbert and Sullivan.
What the fuck?
A potpourri is a mixture of things.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to use it today. I'm going to take a recording of me using it and send it to you.
I can't wait. Who invented potpourri?
Dude, potpourri is just, I feel like somebody was just cleaning up their yard and made like a little stack. And then was like,
maybe they all sell
this shit and I'll just throw a cinnamon stick in it.
Yeah. They also just left some lemons and oranges outside till they kind of shriveled up too. And they threw those in there.
Yeah. Just like anything left around the house.
There's sometimes like dehydrated, like apple slices in there.
Yeah. We could do like potpourri that doesn't smell good.
Oh,
like, dude, I'm telling you, you could probably do that and make money off of just shit lying around your yard. Like there's like a dog shit in one of them.
Oh, it's like
a bunch of twigs and sticks with some dog poop.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I realized having a candle on the back of your toilet is not a good idea.
Oh, tell me how you realized that.
Well,
was it lit and you sat down and... Did your hair catch fire?
I know, but I definitely thought about it as I sat down and I thought, you know, that's probably not the best idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you just got ready, put in some hairspray, sat down to take a pee and your hair was like,
fuck. Oh, you guys. So Brooke and I were talking last night, if we were thieves, how it would go. And realize that it would not go well.
No, it wouldn't go well.
It would be, we were trying to go through the scenario of trying to steal something. And then Brooke kept reminding me that, no, you would probably not be the best person in that situation.
Gina was imagining us like, kind of like almost like sexy Catwoman style of heisting. And in like, you know, leather, like hot outfits. Yeah. And I was simultaneously imagining us as like the wet bandits from Home Alone. And we had this full conversation because it was like, you know, in Gina's mind, she was so stealth and fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I reminded her like Gina actually, you know, she referenced like us, you know, getting into this place and like exiting through a window. And then I like remind her, I like just let her know, like, Gina, just really picture yourself in that scenario.
Yeah. You're like, I just picture you like trying to get through the window, but like kind of falling out, me trying to push you through the window. I was like, yeah, no, you're right. And then I was imagining us having, what do you call them? Like a beanie. The beanie and the part in Home Alone where the booby trap burns the top of his head. But it would just burn through the beanie, but then our hair extensions would just be like a row of metal.
Well, you know what would happen? You know what would happen is all of our hair that's on the top would be burned off, and then all we'd have would look like monks, but like really long, like bald.
Bald spots.
And then just an attached hair extension.
And the metal just kind of like be melted into our skin.
Gross.
You know, super gross.
It's a good thing we don't heist.
It's a good thing we don't heist. Hey, you heist? No? Huh.
Hey, yeah. Okay. You into heist?
You into heisting? No?
You know, like on your like dating profile, it's like what you're into, heists.
I want to do it. I seriously want to do a dating profile just to do some, like say some weird shit like that.
Heisting.
Yeah. I'm into heists. It's funny.
I make backyard potpourri.
Potpourri. Or like, did you ever get like those, I feel like they were always like a wedding, like a shower favor, like a satchel. What do they call those? Those little satchels of lavender.
Oh yeah.
That you're supposed to put in your drawer.
Is that what that's for?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know that.
Yeah, you were supposed to like put it in your drawer so that like your, I don't know, your underwear would smell like lavender. I don't know.
So your underwear would like put him to sleep as soon as he went down there.
God, put him to sleep. Hapes.
You awake? Are you awake?
I'm just picturing it.
You throw the lavender out immediately. Finally goes down there.
I need some more exciting scents. These are just... I'm gonna make one. I don't know. I was trying to think of something. What's like an aphrodisiac? What's like a good smell?
I don't know.
I don't know why bacon came to mind. Like, why would I want my pussy to taste like bacon?
You're looking for a very specific type of man. Maybe like pine.
The one that really likes needles, breakfast.
Like pine needles. And
yeah, pine. Yeah, some. I don't know. Gosh, we should look into that.
Maybe like some sawdust.
Sawdust. No, that's just what's coming out of my pussy. Oh shit. All right, guys. Well, we do actually have a guest coming up, so hopefully we'll have something to talk about more than
like, oh, and I guess
I just think of like how this whole thing has gone. It's gone from like Women's Day to something very serious to like potpourri to things shooting out of our vaginas. So yeah, it's, you know, running the whole gambit. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating.
5-star rating. And we'll get back to you next week.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.